Hi, this is Bruce Baer from FemaleMenopauseMentors.com. If you are alive, then you can become fit. Fitness is associated with good things for your health. I can't find one bad fact about being fit. Recently, exercise scientists have proven the benefit of improved fitness no matter at what age you begin. Let's get first things first, though. How do you begin? By taking an assessment. If you go to the Female Menopause Mentors blog and find this blog post, you can download a PAR-Q, that's P-A-R-Q, or you can Google that and download the PDF questionnaire. It's about your health. You should fill it out before you begin to do anything. Any question that you answer yes to means you need to see your doctor before you increase your activity. If all answers are no, then great, you can proceed with step two, which is assessment. To assess your fitness, take the 12-minute walking test. I have a link in the blog post to a graph which will tell you at what level you are in your fitness for the 12-minute walking test according to your age. The test is simple. Walk on a flat measured course for 12 minutes and measure the distance you travel. For women age 45 to 55, you need to be able to walk more than 1.33 miles or 5.3 laps on a 1/4 mile track. Indoor tracks are often 1/16th of a mile, so it would be 24 laps on an indoor track in 12 minutes. That would be superior condition or excellent condition. Poor condition is more than 3 laps but less than 4 on a 1/4 mile track in 12 minutes, or more than 12 but less than 16 on the 1/16th of a mile track. The last thing to assess is flexibility. There are several ways to do it, but the best way is to sit on the floor, put your stocking feet flat against a wall, knees straight, and see if you can touch your toes. I have a picture in the blog post of a woman using an assessment tool that allows you actually to measure how far you can reach past your toes, but that's not necessary for us to start. Can you reach your toes in this position? Don't cheat, don't bounce, don't hurt yourself. You have to know where you are when you start, honestly. Coming on Monday, I will give you some ideas on what to do first if you have not exercised regularly. We'd love to hear your comments. Leave a comment here on Audio Boo or on the blog post for us to answer. This is Bruce Baer, co-author of FemaleMenopauseMentors.com.